From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, July 27th, 2015. These are some of the stories that made the news Friday, July 24th through Sunday, July 26th. Nina Schutzman reported in the Poughkeepsie Journal that a single-engine plane crashed just after takeoff Saturday, July 26th, west of the Dutchess County Airport off Jackson Road in Wappingers Falls. The pilot and a passenger, both residents of Florida, were on their way to Vermont and had just stopped at the airport to refuel. There were no injuries. Amelia Teasdale reported in the Columbia paper, the town of Chatham is now a climate-smart community, embracing a state program that offers guidance about energy efficiency and green technology. The goal of the program is, quote, to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and save taxpayer money through climate-smart actions that improve energy independence, economic vitality, and resiliency to extreme weather, unquote. As a climate-smart community, Chatham is now eligible to receive funding for select projects. Rick Carlin reported at Capital Confidential that the State Department of Environmental Conservation is launching its fourth annual Asian Longhorn Beetle Watch. The invasive species poses an ongoing threat to the state's trees and forests. Under the program, pool owners are asked to examine what they find when they clean their pools, take pictures, and then notify the DEC if they find the beetles, which apparently can end up in people's pools. The survey takes place this time of the year when the beetles are expected to become adults, emerge from the trees they are infesting, and become active outside those trees. Asian longhorn beetles have caused the death of hundreds of thousands of trees across the United States, particularly maple trees in New York City, on Long Island, in New Jersey, Chicago, Worcester, Mass., and Claremont, Ohio. Information on Asian longhorn beetles and the pool survey can be found at www.dec.ny.gov. Robert Kames reported at the Watershed Post, Delaware County will soon have a full-time prosecutor for driving while intoxicated, or DWI, cases following the County Board of Supervisors' decision to create the position last week. The Stop DWI coordinator, Scott Gluckert, said DWI conviction rates in the county have been declining. He said defense attorneys have become more aggressive in battling DWI charges in recent years as the consequences of a conviction have become more severe. Gluckert said having a dedicated prosecutor to handle these cases will help reverse the trend. Delaware County District Attorney Richard Northrup said he welcomes the help. The district attorney's office last year prosecuted 172 DWI cases and has prosecuted 93 so far this year. John Mason reported in the Register Star, the board of the Hudson Community Development and Planning Agency voted Thursday, July 23rd to not make a promised contribution to the Galvin Foundation's creation of a senior center in the former Hudson Armory building at 5th and State Streets. Galvin spokesman Dan Kent said there will be no senior center in the Armory if the agency's vote to withdraw support for the project stands. HDCPA Executive Director Sheena Salvino said making the pledged $100,000 contribution would bankrupt the agency. Mayor William H. Hallenbeck Jr. has called for a re-vote at a special meeting to be held this coming Wednesday, July 29th. And finally, the Associated Press reports that Verizon workers in 9 states, including New York, have voted to go on strike if necessary over a contract dispute. At a rally held Saturday, July 25th, the Communication Workers of America announced that 86% of Verizon workers who voted in a recent poll backed strike action if required. The agreement that covers workers for Verizon's wireline business expires at midnight, August 1st. The unions say the telecom giant is demanding that workers sharply increase their health care contributions and make concessions on pensions. For the local weather forecast, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for the region, including Columbia and Greene counties, for Monday, July 27th. There's a chance of thunderstorms Monday afternoon, mainly south of Albany. Some of the thunderstorms may have heavy downpours, which may cause ponding of water on roadways. Today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 2 p.m. Patchy fog before 8 a.m. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 85. Chance of precipitation is 30%. Monday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 7 p.m. Partly cloudy with a low around 65. Chance of precipitation is 30%. And the forecast for the next 3 days, Tuesday mostly sunny with a high near 91, Tuesday night partly cloudy with a low around 67, Wednesday sunny, high near 94, Wednesday night partly cloudy with a low around 69, and Thursday a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 90, and Thursday night partly cloudy with a low around 63. The sun rose today at 5:43 a.m. and will set at 8:19 p.m. The length of the day, 14 hours and 35 minutes. And taking a look at public meetings, today is the fourth Monday of the month. WGXC suggests calling ahead to confirm time and location. And all numbers are in the 518 area code unless otherwise noted. The Catskill Village Board meets at 7 p.m. at the firehouse near Catskill Commons. That number to call is 943-3830. The Columbia County Environmental Management Council meets at 7 p.m., 401 State Street in Hudson, 828-1527. The Germantown Planning Board meets 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 50 Palatine Park Road in Germantown, 537-6687. And the Halcott Town Board meets 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 813 Route 3 in Halcott Center, area code 845-254-9920. The Hudson City School District Board of Education meets 7 p.m. at Hudson Junior High School Library, 215 Harry Howard Avenue in Hudson, 828-4360. Also in Hudson, the Common Council Fire and Police Committee meetings are canceled. You can call 828-1030 for information. In New Baltimore, the town board has a work meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 3809 County Route 51 in Hanacroy, 756-6671. The Philmont Development Corporation meets at 7 p.m. at Village Hall, 124 Main Street in Philmont, 672-7032. The Stuyvesant Planning Board meets 7 p.m. at Town Hall at 5 Sunset Drive in Stuyvesant, 758-6248. And the Taconic Zoning Board of Appeals meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 909 Route 82 in Taconic, 851-7638. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, July 27th, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Neva Wartell. Have a great day.